This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Westridge Specialty Care, Iowa State Savings Bank, Motor & Auto Group, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Knoxville Raceway, Motor & Service Department, and Pella Community School District. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, West End Auto, Precision Pulley and Idler, the City of Pella, Pella Corporation, Dowie Pest Control, Brand Appeal, Recon Techs of Central Iowa, Great Western Bank, and VHR Used Cars. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What guides the curriculum at Pella Christian High School and what's new for the coming year? Let's go in-depth with Dan Van Coten, principal at Pella Christian High. Dan, how is the curriculum configured at Pella Christian High, at Pella Christian High School? Where does it come from? I know faith is a part of it, but how do you integrate faith into the high school curriculum?
Yeah, great question. Our curriculum, I would say we pick and choose off a variety of shelves. Some of it's our own. Some of it we borrow from the state of Iowa. Some of it we borrow from other schools. We really do try to have a curriculum that fits our philosophy. One thing we're doing a little bit differently this year, Bob, is that we have, for the past year, with a group of early adopters, looked at a new, I would call it really a framework or a template for how we look at curriculum. And that new template is something called Teaching for Transformation. And that is a framework that it's not an add-on. It really is part of the fabric of what we do here. It's really a new way to look at how we teach. We pride ourselves, and I think we've done a good job over many years of trying to integrate faith into what we do. There's been nothing wrong with what we've done in the past, but this new framework, I think, is going to help us be a little more intentional in how we use that framework in our classrooms at Pella Christian High.
Teaching for transformation, is that what you said?
Yes.
So a transformation change, that would seem to be something that should be fundamental to what a good faith-based school or any school should be shooting for, right? To bring about change. Don't we want to make the world a better place?
Yes, we do. And, you know, by the way, we're calling Teaching for Transformation TFT. So if I slip into that acronym, that's what it is. The purpose for Pella Christian High in our mission statement is to educate and nurture each student to serve in God's world. So what does that mean, to serve in God's world? That means a lot of things, but it means you need to know who you are. We want our students to know who they are as a image bearer of God. We want them to know that they're redeemed. So we want them to recognize that God created the world, that the creation fell, that Christ redeemed us, and that now we get to join him in the effort to restore the world back to the way he created it. We want to be his partners in that. And that's one of the purposes of education, is to see the world, understand how the world works, so we can go out and help restore it to the way God intended it to be.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the Twin Cedars School District, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Creative Landscaping, the Melcher Dallas School District, Lamberth's Trucks, Parts, and Towing, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, Knoxville Farm and Home, and Culver's of Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Stepping Stones Early Learning Center, Marion County Auto Body, Candy's Flowers, Hubes Garage, DMAC and Ankeny, Garden Associates Engineers and Surveyors, and Golay Heating and Cooling.
I continued my conversation with Dan Van Coten, principal at Pella Christian High School. Well, one of the programs that you have that I always enjoy learning about every year that does exactly that is Winterim. You still going to do Winterim this year?
We are. We will do Winterim this year. And yeah, that's still one of the highlights of the year for our students. And yeah, this year we'll have some new classes again. We don't have all of those figured out yet, but there will certainly be some classes that have a specific focus on service. We will also have some trips again, and you know what some of those trips have been in the past, and we repeat some of those. There'll be a trip to Haiti. There's going to be a trip to Florida that will be a science-y trip, but also, some ecology, some science. There'll be a trip to Ecuador. That's going to be a new one, and that's going to have some science components to it as well, some life science, but it'll also have some Spanish components and service components. And then I think our last trip, if memory serves, is there's going to be a drama trip to London. Go see some theater productions in London. And that trip, they did that trip, I don't know, 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago.
And so it's learning, expanding one's horizons, and sometimes working directly with people where sometimes, you know, disasters have struck and trying to help rebuild society.
Right. Last year, if you recall, we had the trip that went down to Houston, and they did hurricane relief down there. And I still am very proud of the fact that we could do that trip. We weren't planning to, but we had one other trip that did not fly because of a few glitches in registration to go to a conference in Georgia. So that instructor, Mr. Ridema, looked for a new trip. And when the hurricane happened, he decided, what a great opportunity to serve. And that ended up being a successful trip in so many ways. First of all, there were like 22 kids that went on it, and they could see firsthand what power a hurricane has to destroy.
I think you sat me down with 11 or 12 kids that did all kinds of different things. Their lives were changed because of Winterim. It's just pretty amazing. I'm thinking now of the couple of girls that, you know, worked in the hospitals. I mean, that was life-changing for them when you heard them speak.
Right, and they are allowed to see some things that normally high school students aren't allowed to see. And that, you know, that is such a great testament, again, to our community, and that we have people that are willing to let our high school kids have experiences that really shape them and shape their future choices in terms of career.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Jim and Susan Hicks Family, Cascade Manufacturing, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley, the Pella Hy-Vee, Houston's On Main, and JLM Shooter Supply. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, McCorkle Hardware, Hormel Foods, Gata Enterprises Lawn Care and Snow Removal, Smith Body Shop, Eye Care Partners, Integrative Counseling Solutions, Hewitt Service Center, and Cadeth Network Solutions of Knoxville.
I continued my conversation with Dan Van Coten, principal at Pella Christian High School. And they take their faith into each of these different activities, and their faith helps shape what they do and what they get out of it.
You know, that's the intent, and of course that happens more for some kids than others, but we try to shape those trips and those experiences so that kids are thinking about faith application when they go out in the field. It's good for kids to get out of Central Iowa. Some people would describe our community as a bubble. I don't know that I would describe it that way so much, but it is good for them to see how other people live. And I think that for any of us is a real growing and stretching experience. And everybody generally comes back with one of the same stories, and that is, I really appreciate my community now that I've been in this other place.
I'd like to take the opportunity for you to address any changes, any additions, new programs, anything you want to talk about.
This year, one of our new programs will be, this is pretty exciting, we're starting a VOAG FFA program at Pella Christian High. That is an effort whose genesis, I think the PC Society voted two times maybe in the distant and recent past to start a program, and it did not pass until this past January. So the Society voted and said, yes, we want to try this. And so since then, we've been working really hard to get the program up and running. We have a new instructor. Her name is Ellie Rethmeyer. She grew up on a farm north of Newton, and she is the epitome of the Iowa farm girl, but has a lot of passion for starting our VOAG program. We also have a very committed advisory group, and your listeners out there, Bob, who are familiar with VOAG programs, know that at most schools where there's a VOAG FFA program, there's also an advisory committee that works alongside the program just to offer counsel, advice, help, resources. We've got a great advisory team here, and they are really providing some good assistance. They've helped with fundraising, for one, because we needed to raise quite a bit of money to pull this off. They are going to have a dinner on September 6th to thank the people that have contributed to the program. So that's coming up. But yeah, this Thursday, our first ag classes ever at Pella Christian High. We're really excited about it.
Well, and I know there's been kids here before that have been going to go into agriculture. I know they've done winterum things about somehow tied to agriculture. So this will be welcome for a lot of kids.
Yeah, it will be. And we already have, I believe if you totaled up all the seats that we have in ag classes, and we've got four this semester, I think it comes to either 53 or 54. So that's some pretty good interest across those four classes. And our hope is to grow that just a little bit more.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Pella Christian Grade School, Dutch Fix, PCM Schools, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, and Central College. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Windsor Manor, Niall Hicks Family, Harson Construction, 3M, Brown Shoe Fit, Page Turner's Bookstore, and McCoy True Value.
I continued my conversation with Dan Van Coten, principal at Pella Christian High School. I presume there's been some staff turnover, some new teachers?
Yes. So I would say at Pella Christian High, Bob, we have a pretty stable staff, and we have a number of years where we have no turnover. This was not that year. We had two teachers retire, one teacher resigned, and then, of course, we hired a new ag teacher. So four new teachers. So one of the new teachers is Melinda Nedekoven. She is going to teach in our study skills program, so assisting kids who have some learning challenges. We also have Pamela Vandevort, who also many of your listeners probably know her. She's worked for many years at Trinity Reformed Church. Pamela will teach in the Family and Consumer Sciences program. And she already brought some freshly baked muffins to the office this morning, so we're gonna get along very, very well. And she replaces Jan Blanc, who retired after many years teaching at Pella Christian. We're going to miss Jan, but really looking forward to Pamela's contribution. And then finally, Larry Egging, was our longtime assistant principal and social studies teacher. He taught government and comparative religions. Larry has retired. We will miss him too. He's not missing us right now because he's in Europe taking a great trip, but the person who's replacing him is Greg Wojcinski. Did you catch that last name? Wojcinski. Mm-hmm. Greg comes to us from Detroit, Michigan via Southern California. He's got a little bit of family in Pella, and so he is delighted to be here, and we're delighted to have him. It's always good for a school to get some new blood in, some new thoughts, new observations. Greg will be assistant principal, and he's also going to teach government, and he will teach comparative religions. And then we have one additional staff member. We've added someone to our custodial staff as well, and that would be Ken Veenstra, whom some of your listeners know as well. So Ken's going to help us out part-time and round out our custodial staff. So we're thankful for that too.
Well, this is Monday. The week school starts. What's the mood?
Yeah. Today the building is alive. There are people coming into the office all the time. There are students with some parents that are coming just to tour the building and get used to the building, mostly freshmen. Teachers are in their classrooms. Almost all of them are in there today getting ready. Our first meetings are tomorrow. We have meetings tomorrow and Wednesday, and then our new students and transfer students and international students arrive on Thursday.
How does it feel as we sit here now with you in a leadership position? How do you view that? Is it an opportunity, a bit of a burden, a challenge? It's a great, great opportunity with lots of responsibilities. How do you approach that leadership? How do you lead?
Yep. That's a great question. And I can't tell you I have that all figured out, but I do a lot of thinking about that. And I would say it's both a great privilege and it's a great burden. And that's partly because the work is never done. There's always piddly paperwork. I shouldn't call it piddly, it's important, but there's always paperwork stuff and just logistical stuff that has to happen. Sometimes in my position, Bob, I feel like there's not enough time to just do some good thinking. And I think the best leaders figure out, how can I make time to do some good thinking? Because ultimately, the school wants me to lead. They don't want me doing little logistical things. They want someone who's going to set direction. That's a challenge because I'm kind of a detail person and I can lose myself in that. But it helps to have a good board and a board that I think does a pretty good job of holding me accountable. I think our teachers and parents too have some pretty high expectations of their principal and their leadership. And so there's an expectation that we're going to move forward together. And so I wish I had more time. I'll just tell you that. But I have to remember too, Bob, that it's not about me, and that I do rely on the Lord to help. And if I didn't have that, it would be more of a burden than a privilege, that's for sure.
Thanks to Dan Van Coten for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.